The Skagway police chief apologizes for the accidental bear shooting, and the new police chief in Haines reflects on his first week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Earlier this month, a Skagway police officer accidentally shot a brown bear with a lethal slug during an attempt to haze or scare away the bear. Skagway's police chief says he is taking steps to prevent such a mistake from happening again. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Chief Ray Leggett says the officer had been on the job about a month when the hazing incident occurred. A bear was hanging around a campsite, and people were shouting and honking car horns in an effort to scare it off.
And he went over there and he thought, well, with all this many people, he's going to come back around. I can try to haze him. So he emptied out all his ammo in his gun, loaded up what he believed to be less lethal round, and when he discharged it, he thought, well, that felt a little different, but he didn't think any more about it.
It wasn't until a park ranger arrived and they found the bullet casing that the officer realized what happened.
He's looking at it and he goes, oh no. He goes, I had to have shot him with a real round.
The bullet hit the bear in the rear and the animal ran away. It was later observed swimming in the Taya River. The National Park Service and Police Department warned residents to be alert in case the bear resurfaced. But Leggett says the animal hasn't been seen since then. As for the officer's mistake, Leggett says he understands how the rubber and real bullets could get mixed up.
So I've got some here on my desk, even though kind of grayish and, you know, in low light conditions, you wouldn't think about it. And honestly, one's heavier than the other if you sit there and hold them, but if you just picked one up, I honestly see how it could be an honest mistake.
Still, Leggett says he messed up by sending an officer out on that call before he had any training on how to haze a bear. Leggett declined to provide the officer's name, but said he previously worked for Alaska State Troopers.
We have not had a chance to send him to any hazing training. Hazing training is not something that is absolutely common in law enforcement.
Reports of the accidental bear shooting drew some heated reactions on social media and news websites.
I'm sorry, and I've got nothing else to say other than we own it, and I take responsibility for it because, you know, I'm the chief, and I take responsibility for making sure these people are trained and doing their job, and you know, that's an area that I messed up on.
Leggett says the officer will attend a hazing training put on by the Park Service. Leggett himself is planning to personally paint all of the department's gray rubber bullets so they're not easily mixed up again.
Do you know what color you're going to paint them?
It will be a bright one, so there will be no way to confuse the ammo.
Reporting in Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Restaurant goers and workers at the Red Onion Saloon in Skagway were startled Saturday morning when a car nearly rammed into the building.
This is a new one. Lots of weird things have happened, but this one was new.
Red Onion operations manager Liz Lavoie says at about 10:30 on Saturday morning, a driver with Yukon license plates barreled towards the front of the restaurant on Broadway Street.
Apparently, from what I've heard, he was trying to park, kind of coming in for a parallel park, and his foot slipped off the brake and into the gas.
Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett says a 73-year-old man drove into a post and bench in front of the restaurant. Two tourists sitting outside suffered minor injuries. The Red Onion is located in downtown Skagway's historic district, where thousands of cruise ship passengers converge on a daily basis during the summer. There was only one ship in town on Saturday. Here's Leggett.
We're absolutely grateful that the fact that it was, you know, a low ship day and not many people were on the boardwalk, because it could have easily been one of our four cruise ship days and possibly more people be injured.
Like it says, the driver was not intoxicated. The crash broke two of the Red Onion's front windows. Lavoie says the windows have been replaced with plexiglass for now. She didn't have an estimate of how much the damage was going to cost. Heath Scott started last week as the Haynesboro Chief of Police. He's done a lot of meeting and greeting his colleagues and members of the public in that time and has started fleshing out future plans for the department. Scott says his arm and shoulder are pretty sore following his first few days on the job from all the waving and handshaking.
The people are absolutely the jewels of Haines.
Scott moved with his wife and two of five children last weekend from Washington, D.C., and took the helm at the Haines PD last Monday.
It was surprising to see so many smiles and so many waves and that people take the time to chat it up. So the foundation is outstanding here. You know, when you have good people in a community, there isn't anything that you can't do.
Scott was chosen out of a pool of 27 who applied for the job in the spring. He made the top three, but final negotiations fell apart when Scott requested more than the borough was willing to pay for moving expenses. Eventually, both sides agreed on $15,000 for moving, a $95,000 salary, and a three-year commitment. Scott says he was dogged in his quest to come to Haines because he likes the community and he wants to be able to spend more time with his family. And so starts another chief's tenure. Scott says his approach early on is somewhere in the middle of the spectrum, as in he has no immediate plans to implement big changes, nor is he going to simply sit back and observe. Scott joins the ranks of brand new borough higher-ups, Tony Habra, who started this month as the school district superintendent, and borough manager Bill Seward, who started last month.
It's important for a police chief, it's important for people in the public safety community to wake up every morning and say what's important today, what's important right now. There are some things that I want to sit back and observe, and then there's some things that, by virtue of the job, that I need to be involved in directly.
Scott says he wants to focus on educating the community in a polite and caring way. The police department has had its share of turnover and shortcomings in recent years, all of which Scott says he's aware of. Taking on the challenge of continuing to rebuild trust is something he says he'll do by listening and being compassionate. He says within the department, the staff, from dispatchers to officers, are doing what they're supposed to do. But there are always budgetary restraints, just like there's always a need for new equipment and trained staff.
Everybody is doing the right thing to the extent that they can with what they have. It's going to be a lot of working with the borough management, working with finance, looking at grants, and seeing if we can get the monies that we need to support some of the change that's necessary.
Scott acknowledges that his big city methods might have to be watered down a little here, but keeping the peace is keeping the peace, no matter what size the community. He says he wants to encourage the public to intervene if they see crime happening.
I understand that living in a small community, people take great pride in not locking their doors, and they take great pride in leaving their keys in their car. I don't want to chip away at that pride in any way. It is important for me not to bring the big city here. At the same time, I'm not ignorant of best practices, and best practices tend to work regardless of the size of the agency.
Scott worked 8 years as the deputy police chief for the DC Protective Services Division. He called the division a boutique agency. He's worked as a police officer and deputy sheriff in the mid-90s in Arizona and has a law enforcement-focused education. He says his philosophy when it comes to policing is simple.
We all live together. We all row in the same direction.
With plans to stick around for the long haul, Scott says he's hoping to add some stability to the force and the community. His door is always open, he says, and he's looking forward to more handshakes. This week, the Haynesboro Assembly will vote on whether to enter into a lease agreement with the Chilkat Valley Preschool for an addition onto the Haynes Senior Center. The first public hearing happened at the last meeting, with only one assembly member, George Campbell, voicing opposition to the proposed ordinance. Scheduled near the end of the meeting is a discussion on a recent complaint to the Alaska Occupational Safety and Health Division of the Department of Labor. According to a letter from the acting chief of enforcement for the division, the agency received a notice from a Haynesboro employee on July 13th, claiming several health hazards at the administration building on 3rd Avenue. Neither the notice nor the subsequent reply named the employee. It was also void of specific details. The letter from the state says the nature of the hazards includes, quote, several instances of workplace violence due to visitors harassing, intimidating, and other threatening, disruptive behavior towards employees, end quote. The letter asks the borough to fix the issue and send notification that the problem has been resolved. Borough Manager Bill Seward responded. His letter recounted a June interaction between two residents and a now former employee that was deemed threatening. The response concluded with Seward offering his draft workplace violence policy and communicating that the assembly blocked him from pursuing a more drastic selective entry building modification. The OSHA notification is a discussion item on the agenda, so no action is scheduled. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.